Singing at the Metropolitan Opera rarely means just returning to business as usual. But for soprano Renee Fleming, the worldwide audience for the February 8th Met Opera radio broadcast and HD simulcast in which she stars will be small change compared to the millions who watched her recent pre-Super Bowl performance.
With a worldwide audience of around 100 million, the NFL Championship game is the most watched annual television event on the planet. So when Renee Fleming stood to sing the national anthem at MetLife Stadium on the first Sunday in February, she got a sense of what it means to really be in the spotlight.
If you added up all the people I've sung for my entire career, it wouldn't come close to reaching this two-minute audience. So I can't even tell you how hard I prepared for this and how much effort I put into it. You know, really, I was charged with producing the how it would be, with help, obviously. But my goal, honestly, was to make sure that it wasn't embarrassing and that nobody sort of said, wow, well, that was a mistake. And instead, the response has been over-the-top positive.
This week, she stars in Dvorak's Rusalka at the Met. Early on in her career, this was one of the roles that brought her great acclaim.
She's one of the roles of maybe 10 that could have been composed for me where there's really no moment where I think, gosh, how am I going to make this work? You know? And Song to the Moon, of course, put me on the map, and I still love it.
Renee Fleming's resume now reads opera superstar, jazz and pop singer, composer, author, and broadcaster, to which later this year she'll add actor. She signed on to play a non-singing role in a soon-to-be-announced theater production.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.